today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Keeping with the theme we have going, Paul Trapp calls in today.
What theme?
Well, the grumpy old man theme, of course. Okay, we have so far heard from, well, I don't know how many, but enough listeners to fill 15 episodes of,
yeah,
of listener favorites, 2021 edition. There have been two or three listeners per episode, so that's over 30 that you've heard from so far.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, we are going to focus on the interns' picks for their favorite albums of last year. And mm-hmm. then you and I have picks for albums and songs of last year. And one last thing here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
One last thing is we got one straggler listener. One late call. Missed the deadline, but we're going to, you know, allow it. We're going to, you know, give him some leeway here.
We're going to give this listener one of these and say it's okay.
Yep.
There we go. It's been a while since we had a good fresh crack on the show. But yes, here's a pernicious IPA from Wicked Weed Brewing Jam in honor of our very last listener, Call, who made it under the closing doors.
Yep, that's absolutely right. It is. It was like an action movie where like the door is coming down or something.
Indiana Jones is just sliding in.
That's right. That's exactly how it happened. All right. All right. So here is that that final listener.
Gentlemen, this is Paul Trapp calling from Moab, Utah with a very late pick for Song of the Year. Earworm of the Year would have to go to Chase Long by Wet Like, but my Song of the Year was introduced to me by my kid, who happens to be way cooler than I am, and the artist is Remy Wolf. She came out with her first album this year, and within is the song Grumpy Old Man, which has a slinky 70s bass line that I would follow right off the edge of a cliff. So that's the pick, Grumpy Old Man by Remy Wolf. A big thanks for another great year of shows. Thanks to you, the interns, everyone who contributes, the hootenanniers, and a special thanks to your wives, kids, and dogs. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing you out here in Utah this year when you take the show on the road.
There's things over there that I know I don't know about you. Listen. I'm so defensive, there are things over there that I do not know about. If I get caught up in the modern day, the fishing net that's pulling at my feet. I'm so defensive, I got bongos thumping in my chest, and something tells me they don't be for me.
Okay, that is fantastic, man. What a cool jam, man.
That was awesome. I'm just gonna say off the top of my head, I haven't heard of this artist, never heard this song before. Dearly, dearly, dearly love Paul Trapp. That man is a legend and a saint and a wonderful person. And I forgot to say this pernicious brew was kept cold in the snow for you, Paul. that reminded me of Sade with John Mayer combined. It had a funkiness, a lightness, a little jazzy swing to it, and that bass solo was incredible. It almost sounded like it's played on an acoustic upright bass, Charles Mingus style. So I really dug that.
It was cool. I liked how just kind of crazy it was. Like it would just do different things.
Yeah. You know?
Really cool. Really fun. And great that he got turned onto it by his kid too. We like that. We like when the kids bring on the music.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. That should be it then for the listener calls. All right.
Yes.
We're all set. Thanks to everyone who called in or sent messages or what have you, made impassioned pleas for why this music should be heard and remembered and shared and so on. And we really appreciate that. And we have a hell of a playlist now, two playlists of 2021 favorite songs and favorite albums. And we will share that out to the peoples and you will like it. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. And thanks to everyone who took the time and and called in, and especially those first time callers, as I mentioned before, that meant a lot to us. And let's be thankful for another great year of music. It really was a pretty special year, and our community too.
Yes, very cool. All right, now we're going to get into the intern calls. We're going to do two of those today.
Cool,
and then two more tomorrow.
Speaking of people that are way cooler than we are, our interns.
Jim and Patrick, fellow interns and Rockin' the Suburbs listeners, congratulations. We've made it to the end of another year. In a year of so many great album releases, it was challenging to pick a favorite. So before I get to my pick, I want to throw out some quick honorable mentions. An Evening with Silk Sonic, which came out in November, and A Southern Gothic by Adia Victoria, which I believe was a September new music pick by Jason Goebel. So thank you, Jason, for recommending this great album. And for the year, my favorite record is Glow On, written in all caps, by Baltimore punk rockers Turnstile. As a native of the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, it was really cool to hear some great music by a band local to the area, let alone a great album that won widespread critical and listener acclaim. This album was actually introduced to me by a friend and former coworker of mine, and I was hooked to it immediately after listening. It's Turnstile's third studio album, which was recorded during the pandemic and features the artist Blood Orange on a couple of tracks. So if you can tell by the way I'm talking right now, I am very congested. I'm getting over a mild case of COVID-19. I unfortunately tested positive for it just before the holidays. And I also want to give a shout out to all of you, the Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. Thank you for supporting the show over all these years. Thank you for supporting us. And you guys are the best. After I had announced on Twitter that I tested positive, so many of you reached out, and I am so thankful and lucky that not only do we get to call you listeners, we get to call you friends. And that is truly unbelievable, and we are so lucky to have that. We are lucky to have you all. I am double vaxxed, I am boosted, and I know for a fact that if I wasn't double vaxxed or boosted, I would be in a much worse situation right now. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for me. Thank you again. Thank you so much for listening. Here's to 2022, and don't forget to keep rocking the suburbs.
That was Turnstile featuring Blood Orange with Alien Love Call. That song there is not quite as punky as much of the record, but another vote for Turnstile, Patrick.
Yeah, and I love that we got a chance to listen to this song because I think it's been mentioned by a couple of people that talked about Turnstile, but another side of this record, right, that
right.
shows the versatility. I mean, you're listening to that and you're waiting for something to happen mm-hmm. like it does on the other tracks, right? You're waiting for some kind of change or like a feedback wave to come in or some heavy guitars, but it kind of stays there. And, you know, as Sam pointed out, definitely a DC Baltimore, you know, axis artist, and reminds me a little bit of kind of some of the ambient things that another Baltimore bass band, Animal Collective, would do. And just another way to show how versatile and cool this Turnstile record is. I love it.
Okay. Let's get to one more intern call here today. All right.
Greetings, Suburbs Pod. Intern Mary here with my last pick of 2021. This year, I've had a funny relationship with music, and there actually aren't that many albums I was able to listen all the way through. without skipping songs. So for this year, I've chosen an album from February by Mobley, Young and Dying in the Occidental Supreme. My favorite track off this album is going to be Nobody's Favorite, and I think I talked about this earlier this year. Some honorable mentions are Lord Huron's Long Last, Willow's Lately I Feel Everything, and Masked Wolf's Astronomical. I hope everyone is having a safe new year, and keep rocking the suburbs.
Okay, man, what a groove on that song. Thanks, Intern Mary.
Thank you so much, Mary. I don't know, Jim, when I hear her voice, I just smile because she's such a wonderful, lovely, sweet person and such a valuable part of our community. And it says something when, and I may have expressed a sentiment previously, but when the record comes out at the beginning of the year and you still go back to it and choose it as your song or your record of the year, that says a lot about the staying power. And we've talked a lot about the fact that recent music sometimes has a bias in our mind because we're into it at that time. But to be able to go back and say that still stands up to me as the best one, that, you know, kind of a double blessing, two stars extra for that.
So yeah.
Thank you, Mary.
Absolutely. So very cool. What a cool tune.
Loved it.
And again, love that people are bringing this stuff to us. I would not have discovered that on my own, I don't think. So
absolutely cool. Not. Same here.
All right, let's see here. Tomorrow we have two more intern calls, and then the day after that we'll get to our picks. All right?
Cool.
All right, let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Indiana Jones is just sliding it.
That's right. That's exactly how it happened.